ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. At least 40 are dead, over 100 injured after a mass shooting and explosion at a concert and entertainment complex in Moscow. The U.S. warned Russia it could happen.
Our State Department, our embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that. Just for their own safety, they should stay put where they are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Islamic State group, is claiming responsibility. The Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, says she's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer that was detected after she had abdominal surgery earlier this year. Nearly 60 million Americans across the Northeast are under flood watches. It's from a major storm that's already brought heavy rain and snow to the Midwest and the Great Lakes. Stocks closed mixed today, but Wall Street had its best week so far this year, despite the losses. This is ABC News. There are some major recalls involving popular models of Hyundais and Kias. ABC's Derek Dennis has a story.
Automakers Hyundai and Kia recalling a combined 147,000 vehicles over damaged charging units. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says nearly 99,000 Hyundai Ioniq and Genesis models are affected, while 48,000 Kia EV6 models are under the recall, all made between October 2021 and March 2024. The problem is the integrated charging control unit, or ICCU, that may become damaged and stop charging the car's 12-volt battery, causing the cars to lose power while driving, increasing the risk of a crash. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
So my NCAA men's basketball tournament bracket is busted, and I'm going to bet that yours is too. Some of the surprises in the big dance so far. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Oakland, and that upset of number 3 Kentucky last night leaves just about 1,800 perfect brackets left out of the more than 22 million that were submitted to ESPN. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Do you owe back taxes? Call tax.
They're on like a team that we're used to. They're not like a big tag team where they're just going to run inside and kind of
I'm meteorologist Ice, a clearing sky for tonight, cooler temps, so we'll drop down into the for your Saturday, sunshine for the morning, then a few clouds for the afternoon, high upper 30s, about breezy for Sunday, highs in the mid-30s with rain and snow showers developing. Right now it's 34.
This is John Dance, WACKK. This is News from the Center, WRCA.
Contact D&T Pump and Well for well service and pump replacement. It's springtime and D&T is scheduling spring and summer projects. Mary and Derek, owners of D&T Pump and Well, are insured and do new installs, and they fix existing systems, including submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this state.
You're listening to News from the Center. WRCE.
Wait, wait, wait. We got our first text of the night. The question tonight that I'm asking, given all the 80s hair band birthdays today and stuff in the news, Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, Dee Snider, and Brett Michaels, what is your favorite 80s or 90s hair band song from him? I think I did know at one point, but he just seems like a good guy. And that's my question tonight. We're just getting to it now. Do you believe this? What celebrity would you want to come to your prom? What celebrity do you want to come to your prom? Or would you be most excited to see? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I have to think about that one. Sydney Sweeney dressed as a nun. That would be cool. Conor McGregor. He wore nothing in Roadhouse for like 5 minutes. Did you notice that, Conrad?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it? That's your only reaction? Yeah, I did. I did notice his bottom. Okay, so Dr. Kristen will be here next. You will not want to miss this. She's always so much fun. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. At least 40 are dead, over 100 injured after a mass shooting and explosion at a concert and entertainment complex in Moscow. The U.S. warned Russia it could happen.
Our state, the State Department, our embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that. Just for their own safety, they should stay put where they are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Islamic State group, is claiming responsibility. The Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, says she's undergoing chemotherapy.